quite possibly the biggest event in the state of Oregon every year is the Portland Rose Festival. It is coming up. In fact, the big parade is just next weekend, and the festival has already started. Carol Ross is joining us on the phone this afternoon to talk a little bit about the Portland Rose Festival. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know you must be incredibly busy up there with all that is going on with the Rose Festival. You've got the big parade coming up next weekend. Tell the folks in Sacramento a little bit about, I mean, we're all here in Sacramento. We know about the Pasadena Parade in the Tournament of Roses, but I suspect that a lot of folks maybe don't know that there is an equally magnificent spectacle in Portland every year.
Well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, I agree. The KeyBank Grand Floral Parade, which is on Saturday, June 12th, is equally as magnificent as the Tournament of Roses, in my opinion. And what makes it so great is that we have these all-floral floats, just like the ones in Pasadena, and follow the same rules where all the floats have to be covered in all natural materials before they hit the parade route. We've got 4 miles worth of parade route, but we have a really unique situation for people who want to take care of themselves related to the unpredictable Oregon weather.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I think you're about to give away Tom's big secret.
Here it comes.
Oh, okay.
Here it comes. go ahead. And what is really unique about watching your parade for some?
Well, you can reserve some seats inside a building to watch the parade.
Indoor
seating.
You're
not watching it on a television screen or anything like that, but you can sit indoors to see the entire parade pass by.
Now, how many people, how much seating availability for indoor seating do you have for the parade?
Well, the building holds about 10,000 people, and there are still seats available.
Crazy.
You can purchase them through our website, which is rosefestival.org, and there's a ticket link right at the top where you can go to purchase tickets. Entire parade passes right through the building. In fact, they built it with 2 garage doors on each end, so the entire parade can pass through.
And,
really?
Tom, I have to tell you, from having been in Portland and seen the parade in the building, it's the only possible option, because there is this incredible knack. We all know that it does tend to rain in Portland with some frequency, and it has this incredible knack of raining on parade day.
There you go.
Really and truly, it's an amazing piece of insurance that you can get. Carol, tell us about the flower show that goes along with the parade. I know my folks are always enjoy attending the Rose Show every year.
Yes, absolutely. On the Thursday and Friday prior to the Grand Floral Parade, the Portland Rose Society puts on the Rose Society Spring Rose Show. It's held at the Lloyd Center Shopping Mall, so you can go and see the amazing competition of cut roses, and then go do some of that great Oregon tax-free shopping right afterwards.
And you've got the International Rose Garden, which, of course, is not part of the festival itself, but you wouldn't want to come to Portland and not go see all those beautiful roses in June.
That's right. June is the best time to come to the Rose Test Gardens and see the roses. And there is a store in the Rose Garden called the Rose Garden Store, aptly named, where you can pick up all your memorabilia from the Rose City.
So it's not just about a parade. It is truly a festival. How many days again?
It's 14 days. We opened on Memorial Day weekend, and we'll go through June 13th.
And this is the 103rd. So this is not something that came along, you know, in the last couple minutes here. This is the 103rd Portland Rose Festival.
That's right. We have a great long history of being the celebration of the City of Roses.
Now, there is a connection with Sacramento at the Portland Rose Parade this year that's a little bit unique, and I don't even know if you know about it, Carol. Tell me, who is your Grand Marshal?
Our Grand Marshal this year is Brian Grant. He's a Portland Trailblazer.
He also
former Portland Trailblazer.
He also was a Sacramento King.
Yeah.
So look, there's our connection: Portland Trailblazer, Sacramento King, and amazingly enough, a Grand Marshal of a parade.
That's... So he's retired from the NBA, and he'll be the Grand Marshal for the Rose Parade this year.
That's right. He's a great guy, really neat guy.
Our very own Sacramento connection. Carol, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Sure. Thank you, Mark and Tom.
Details on the Portland Rose Festival and everything you need to know. 2 locations easy to get to. One is rosefestival.org. The other
is travelguysradio.com. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.